Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sacred Embers team featuring Enter the Light radio show. Radio show live on air on Friday, June 29, 2018 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And please don't ask me to convert time zones because I'll screw that one up. I'm your host, Ryan Adragna. And with me, I have Shannon Johnson and our special guest, Jamin Olivencia. I hope I didn't mess that one up. Together, we share mediumship, psychic mediumship, intuitive messages, spot healings, as well as motivation and personal development. Tonight, our theme is to discuss this conversations as focusing tools to understanding ourselves. So tonight, once again, we are Enter the Light, and it is 7 p.m. Central Time, and I have three incredible hosts with me. And my name is Ryan Adragna, and we have Shannon Johnson, Jamin, and they have amazing abilities, and I will just go through their bios really quick. Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience who works with her spirit team accessing information to assist in life journeys, including past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts, providing what is needed to assist without interfering with contract and free will. Find Shannon on Facebook and website at ladyastral67.wixsite.com.home. And we also have Jamin Olivencia. I hope I didn't screw that one up. Jamin is an ambassador of positive change and self-awareness. He is a public speaker, motivational poet, professional wrestler, a.k.a. the 11th Warrior, and personal development ally. He founded the Elevation Movement in order to facilitate important discussions with youth about their values and changes and how to engage meaningful with life. As a child, Jamin was placed in special education classes, was bullied, and called dumb. The teachers who guided him through this made him see the importance of mentors who deeply listen and care. His life's work is to give back the inspiration he received all those years ago. And so that, I welcome the three of you. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
I keep looking around going, okay, where's number three?
Well, so you know, and we were kicking around the idea of, you know, talking about what our theme was going to be, and the wonderful Jamin stepped forward and said, let's talk about conversations as a focus tool to understanding ourselves. So not to put anybody on the spot here, but did you have anything to add on that, Jamin, as far as helping humanity, or, what is kind of your take or your sense on that?
Yeah, thank you so much, Ryan, and thank you, Shannon, for having me on the show. It's like really cool to get to know this community, and as a guy who's always been kind of intuitive his entire life and spiritual and all those cool words, I find a great value in finding the people that are like-minded and just a little different and on the same path, I guess you could say, in terms of helping people. So it's really, really a pleasure to just navigate these waters with you guys and have some fun and enjoy it. And so, like, you know, kind of going back into, like, using conversation as a focusing tool to understand yourself, I feel like we're all energy. My philosophy is that, you know, I do believe we are literally like kind of running these waters here, I guess you could say, no matter what, you're going down this stream of this river, and how we navigate the river is really up to us, you know? And so if we use conversation as the focusing tool to understand ourselves, to find the silver lining, I guess you could say, it makes it a little bit easier to paddle down the water, you know what I mean? Versus sometimes being out of your boat or sometimes being upside down in the water. You know, there's a lot of ways we handle life. And I think one of the most powerful ways to do it, especially if someone who cannot, you know, especially like think about Shannon, for instance. Shannon, you're an intuitive person. Do you channel, Shannon? I'm just learning about you now. So I guess that's my question to you. Do you channel?
Yes, I do.
And
I channel,
right,
and channel.
Fascinating. So yeah, I think that's really cool, because all of us as humans, we all have a superpower, and this so happens to be Shannon's superpower. And Ryan, you're a healer. Is that my understanding? Through touch?
Yes,
is that the idea?
Correct.
Okay, so this is your superpower.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we all have these superpowers, and you know, I don't know what my superpower is as much as I just like to consider myself someone who illuminates. Just to put like the magnifying glass a little bit closer to something. It's like mental martial arts to me, to really understand like how do we get through life during some of the hardest times. And I think what that is we have to start from like actually understanding ourselves. Like I think everything outside of us is us. So like there's no, like Shannon, for example, is just like me. Somewhere in her reality, she's just like me, and I'm just like her, and vice versa with me and you, Ryan. And then that's why we're all even in this circle to begin with, because we're all so similar. And then even to our listeners who are listening in, they're just like us too. So we have these aspects of ourselves that I feel like our experience is showing us in order to help see us more. So whenever we're having a conversation based upon self-betterment or working on our stuff or whatever it may be, there's a lot of little golden nuggets that we sometimes miss out on. And I think this is the game here, because like, so somebody might go to Shannon or Ryan for intuitive healing or for intuitive understanding, and they give you the answers right then and there, or whatever comes at that point. That's a direct way to get the answers. But then there's the other subtle energy that we don't look at, our interactions with people at a gas station, the way we conduct ourselves in the world when nobody's watching. These are the energies that sometimes we don't focus on. So the only time we do focus on it is when it counts for us or when it's convenient for us. So as individuals, if we are talking or trying to understand each other, then using conversation, once again, talking about it, really being honest in it, you're going to find the silver lining most of the time. And the question is, can you admit that when it comes? And that's what, to me, it's all about taking off the mask we sometimes get put on and really letting loose, because there's a lot of value that we just miss out on. And I really believe at the same time, this world is waking up. People are actually starting to get this, and it's becoming so much more easier for them to actually see it. So that's kind of like my challenge to people out there, even who's listening, is like, hey, if you're looking at something and you're ready to blame something, I think you really need to look at yourself more. Because so often we look at the outside and we define the outside as the reason to feel a certain way. And in my opinion, that's just not true. So here I am in this conversation, and I would love to hear you guys and bounce off you guys on the subject, because I don't want to be the only one talking about it. I want to hear what energy comes through you that builds off of this, because there's a lot of – this is where we're going to find those nuggets. So, there's my take on it.
Excellent. Awesome. Excellent. Wow. That was awesome. Thank you very much, Jamin. Shannon, not to put you on the spot, but did you have any thoughts on that?
You love to put me on the spot. What are you talking about?
I do. I'm writing notes down so I can one-up you.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I love what you were saying, Jamin, because it is so true. The conversation begins with us, the internal dialogue you have with yourself. And I know for myself, man, in them early years, that internal dialogue was really nasty. She was so mean to me. But it was a reflection of how I was feeling there as well from input others were having towards me versus me having a conversation about it. I was just sucking it in. Oh, that's how you're describing me? Okay, I'll take that. Put that label right here. Oh, you got another one. Let me stick that one right on over here until I was covered with them, you know? And life takes you into this massive twist and turn for you to look at that dialogue. But a lot of times we're so caught up in the external mirroring that it's very hard to take that look inside. But when we begin to take it apart and change how the internal dialogue is, it begins to reflect in our external dialogue. And the people that used to bang on us so hard, man, we're getting such resistance from them, everything is a negative nanny, and all of this, you start noticing that those people start drifting away. And the people that are matching what your internal dialogue is start showing up. And they may not be sitting there praising you and giving you all these kudos and everything. That's not what it's about. It's about the authenticity. Because now you're showing up authentic to who you are. And your conversation, the words you're speaking, are authentic in how you are feeling and expressing yourself. And you find words become easier. Difficult topics become a little bit easier to flow. Because now the energy you're working in with your internal dialogue is now coming out and spinning, and it's creating. And the more that it's creating, the more that you're going to get people coming in that are able to speak the dialogue with you.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes off a little and spins off in little directions, and that's okay, because when you start showing up that way, and they're taking you into these little detours, often it's because your energy is now reaching out and helping them to begin to change the spin of their own internal dialogue. And you
beautiful.
Drop those little nuggets. Got to plant them seeds, man. You got to be planting them seeds.
Yeah.
Because you never know what ones are going to root. They may be completely different than yours.
Yeah,
but just
I love
you
that.
But just by you showing up and being authentic and speaking from the heart with them, you'll notice the seeds that they need are coming out, whether you're trying or not. They just appear. And new dialogue can begin. And, yeah, we are feeling a lot of it right now, and it's a good thing. It hurts like hell, but it's a really good thing because this is really kind of a collective dark night of the soul that we're going through. And those of you out there that have been reading spirituality or have been on this journey for a while, we all have a couple dark nights that show up in our lives, and they're a little interesting. So when you're looking at this, and you're looking at your communication, and you're finding you're hitting walls with some people that you've been friends with for 30 years, understand that both of you are going through a dark night of the soul as a group. And those of us that know the way, have the authenticity in our voices, are going to be able to communicate and hold the ground for all the other seeds to get planted. There you go. There's my spin on it.
Awesome.
Well,
so powerful.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, thank you so much, Jamin and Shannon. I don't think I can top either one of you. I'll just crawl all right underneath you like a bunk bed here. I'll just crawl under the sheets here. So I work extensively with energy fields, and when the word conversations came up, and this is for the caller's benefit, Jamin actually proposed this one, which to me was earth-shattering because I'm like, oh my God, where do I begin? But then it became, as I peeled back the onion, it became so clear to me that when you look at the energy fields, your fifth chakra to the callers, your throat chakra, that's your communications chakra. Okay, that's your ability to speak your truth of who you truly are. And I'll tell you this much, man, the door swings both ways on that. You can speak your truth to someone, you can lie to someone, and vice versa. So having genuine conversations with someone about your true feelings, about how you truly feel, and hopefully that's reciprocated, will keep them chakras spinning. If you lie to Sue and Sue lies to you, you know, you're both blocking each other, and both your throat chakras aren't spinning, and there's no benefit there. There really isn't, and I wrote down the word spinnings, and Shannon brought that up, and you know, this is really about how the door spins both ways. And Jamin mentioned this earlier, having a genuine conversation with someone about speaking your truth about how you truly feel and how you're doing. I mean, let's call a spade and say, oh, how you doing, man? Well, if you're not doing too good, don't say, oh, I'm doing great. No, you say, I am not doing too good. I'm in the hurt locker today. Oh, what's going on? And then the conversation goes from there. But I think at a fundamental level, it's so important to just begin by having a genuine conversation about speaking your truth. And if you're having a bad day, just say you're having a bad day. If you're having an excellent day, say you're having an excellent day, and you can pick someone up. And I think at this day and age, there's a lot of plastic conversations out there. They're not real. You know, they're people like to sugarcoat the truth, and they don't like to have a genuine conversation. And then that's when your chakra starts spinning, stop spinning, and you need to get the WD-40 in there and get them all squared away. I mean, I in my mind, it's really that simple. I mean, you know, so with that, that'll pass. And we do have a caller on board here. I will bring them on, or we can go a little bit longer on the subject. I guess the only other thing I'd have to add is that, maybe Jamin, you can chime in on this. Do you come across a lot of people in your neck of the woods who have a failure to speak their truth? They don't want to be genuine about themselves.
Every day.
Really?
And I do. You see it. You see it with straight. Well, here's the thing with me. I'm a little crazy. I like talking to all types of people every day. Like, I think in order to really understand the war you're in, you have to talk to all the soldiers. Kind of get understanding where the soldier is at, get an understanding where the soldier is at. By the way, I'm no commander. I'm just a soldier too, right? We're all soldiers in this life together in the war of thoughts. So I think it's really important to kind of like just get an idea of what's going on. I like to add, like you said, a really lot of cool points. Like I love the simplicity of like, hey, how are you? And how quick we are to put on our masks sometimes. And now, granted, there's different levels of that, right? Like sometimes people just say they're doing good just to kind of keep it moving. Or it's these little things, though, that it's these fundamental things that we can really help ourselves with, though. Like catching Shannon was talking about planting the seed, you know. It's all about planting the seed. And then it's at the same time, it's also about watering the seed too, you know, making sure the seed's cool, maybe even talking to the seed and maybe giving some time with the seed so that the plant comes out growing a little bit more beautiful or whatever. You know, it's definitely the time we spend and genuineness that we express in our movements and what we do. Granted, not all of us are always going to be like that. So that's not the idea either. We're not going to strive for perfection, but maybe to just have a little more empathy in everything we do, right? Like I feel like that's how we can better ourselves. And the more we do that little by little, everything's going to come to us. You know, I really believe that. And what I mean by come to you is not some thing that you hope to have, so you're going to act a certain way so you get it. It's like the things that are awaiting, the heaven that we're searching for, seeking, is already here. So as long as we're being it, then we'll see it. But we have to be it. We have to actually kind of – we have to walk and talk. You know what I mean? You can't just – you can't just talk or know something intellectually but not walk in the waters, because then that gives you zero experience, you know? And I think the game is experience. Does that make sense? It's just so simple. And maybe even recognizing our shortcomings as wins, actually. Because if your back's not against the wall, it's the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest. And you know what? You want to know why it's hard? Because you have to feel it. And
you have to be humble. You have to have no ego.
Totally no ego. Well, actually, it's hard times that kind of disintegrate your ego when you're down and out. Like, I couldn't tell you how many times I've been down and out, and in those times were probably the best times. Like, as shitty as it felt for me, as bad as certain things can feel, there's something about the ascension part where you just get over a certain aspect of yourself. And I'm sure you have a lot of experience in that, just like as far as like hitting walls and then like, and you too, Ryan, I mean, just hitting a wall and I don't know, there's a lot of the lows are highs in disguise. They are. And there's a lot of win and lose. I really believe that. If you're always winning, then what the hell do you know if you're always winning? You know, where's the growth in that? You got to have some battle scars along the way to understand yourself, you know? And I think that's what life is, you know? I think this continuous conversation is what it is, you know? Obviously, it is what it is. We can't deny it. We're experiencing it, right? So it just is what it is. And there's a healing that happens. And it's not so much even the words we say, right? It's the actual – it goes back to I think it was Shannon said it, or the authenticity. When you're just really expressing yourself, it has nothing to do maybe with the actual words. The words are just the symbols, right? But it's about this like feeling of me being as free as I can right now, just expressing myself. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, and I really don't care. Just this is what feels good to me, you know? Like, this is what feels right. And I may contradict what I was thinking today, tomorrow, because that's what growth is, right? So, you know, that's when we get caught up in certain ideas about ourselves, certain habitual patterns that we don't recognize, but that we develop over time. And then we get caught in certain things later on, and it feels painful. You know, something about the spiritual community is, I think sometimes, and I'm not saying this is for everyone, but I've seen this a lot in the spiritual community. Everybody, it seems like everyone's avoiding pain instead of actually allowing themselves to feel it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think when you feel it, you learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, we teach ourselves to like, oh, you got to be positive. You got to be this. It's like, no. You got to be in the shit sometimes, because that's the only way you're going to really learn that, you know, that smells like poo. You know what I mean? I don't like the smell of that. And so there's a lot of value in that, but I do agree. It's super, super tough. It's super, super tough to really feel that. But at the same time, hey, if you feel it, you got a thicker coating of skin. It's like when a snake sheds its skin, you know, it leaves the skin behind. That's an old part of you, but it comes out beautiful again, you know? So it's definitely a patience game. It's definitely a patience game.
I love that.
I love what you were saying there too,
because I've been saying that for a while. And I love that you said that, Jim, because yes, in the spiritual communities, you're finding a lot of times everybody's going, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to look at that. That's going to lower my vibration. I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the one sitting there going, give me more. Let me go in that dark puddle. I'm game. Let me put my mud kickers on. We're going in. We're diving. Because how are you going to best know the light if you don't know the darkness of it? How can you navigate and help conversation shift unless you know it, feel it, experience it? some of my worst times being homeless at 20. My God, I was scared to death. Scared to death. Luckily, I had a boss that was really nice and said, yeah, you can sleep in the meeting room and you can eat off the buffet for free. I was like, oh, my savior, you know. But I never forgot it because I learned so much. It's humbling. It takes all the layers, all the masks are stripped away, and all that's left is you.
Yeah.
And when you have a moment like that, you're like, crap. All those other fears of saying what I feel, it's not so scary. Because it's just feelings. There's been worse. When you dive into them darker areas of being here, of being human, you really find out your voice has so much to offer, not just to everybody else. It's not something there. It's not just there to bullshit. It's there to talk to you. And then when you listen really close, the universe is in there too going, hey, what you doing there, girl?
Yeah.
Want a hand? Reach out and we'll grab it. But if you don't reach out, we're going to keep on walking. And once you start using that communication tool and you get used to it and you start going, you know what, it's not so scary to hear my own voice. I'm changing this conversation. I'm going to like this girl. I'm going to like this guy. Because, hell, I can't get away from them, for one thing. They follow me everywhere.
Yeah.
<You know?
laughs>
Yeah. And
then you start
showing up
different. And when you start showing up different because you're not afraid of those feelings anymore, you're not afraid of where you could end up going, you start finding different conversations come into play. And you may have a friend that ends up going into that dark, deep hole and you're looking at him going, I'm going to stay topside this time, but I'll throw you a rope. Keep that conversation. When they're ready for the rope, throw it. Because the more authentic you can be to who you are, your soul just emanates it. The energy creates in beautiful ways. And there is nothing wrong with you. You are as perfect as you were supposed to be when you decided to come and do this stint. So why not go for it? I think a lot of people get really afraid of the words. You know, if you say, oh, no, you know, you get the, hey, how you doing? Most people don't really give a shit.
Well,
you know,
and we're
numb to it.
Well, and in my perspective, you know, not to chime in here, but sometimes genuine conversations aren't all rosy, and you know this firsthand, Jamin, that sometimes it's the good, bad, and the ugly.
Absolutely,
everyone wants to say, "Oh, how you doing? I'm doing good." Are you really doing good? So I think it's peeling back the onion saying, hey, how are you truly feeling today? Because, you know, no one wants to hear anybody, honest to God, no one wants to hear anybody else's trash because everyone has their own problems. And that's why I think the genuine part comes into it is when someone says, I'm doing good, you can almost see behind it and say, no, you're not doing too good. What's going on today, man? And as a coach, you know that, right, Jamin? It's like you can see that they're trying to conceal. They're trying to conceal something. You know, they're holding back on you.
Yeah, and it's not even about holding back on me as much as you're holding back on yourself, man. You're not really expressing yourself, and that's where you're cheating yourself. I didn't mean to cut you off, Ryan, but like that's something I look at in people. It's like, hey, no. It's not about concealing something from me. But, like, how we do it to ourselves and how that gets you after a while, you know, those things catch up mentally. But then the problem is we're lost later on. when things do come down, you're confused on quote unquote who you are, because you haven't resolved certain things, you know, or even like, I'll admit, okay, so, I mean, this is a great point. So, I mean, Ryan, we talked over the phone one time, I believe, and Shannon, yeah. I never met you. I felt like from the outside coming in, no matter what I do in life, whether it's performing wrestling or doing anything, I have this little kid in me that always feels a little nervous at first, because you're like, oh, I just hope everyone likes me. There's always this thought of like, you know, I really hope that I can go up to this lunch table and ask these guys if I could sit down with them and do the thing. And since we've been doing it, since from 10 minutes prior before the show when we were all on to where we're at now, the energy has shifted completely. It's like we're all now sunk into the table, I feel like. And I feel like do you feel that? Like, it's already changed. Like, the relationships have already changed within, I don't know how long we've been on now, but like 20 minutes maybe, you know? But I find that's what's so beautiful. And I think the only reason why it was able to change is because we're all sitting here together, literally allowing each other and honoring each other in a way that is respectful. And you know what I mean? I think there's this like cleansingness to it, this transparency. And I think this is the game once again, you know, it's like these little things. We're all just expressing each other right now. And it's not about this who's right and who's wrong game. And that's where social conditioning comes in, you know, or it's like, well, my opinion is this, and then disregarding someone else's perspective. You know what I mean? And that's a way we navigate the waters of energy, you know. You know, I know, Ryan, you're into energy a lot, and so am I, man. I really believe there's a way we can – there's like an ethical code, I think. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just feel like there's this way of navigating things. And there's got to be certain simple rules, and one of the simple rules is just like plain old respect. You know, and when we live by these, you know, and some days we forget, which is cool. But if you can respect yourself, respect someone else, take off your shoes when you go in someone's house, you know, it's such little ethical things. Maybe, you know, who knows? Some of us are unorganized sometimes. Maybe like try organizing one time just to give yourself that experience, because now you can master little things, you know what I mean, that help with the bigger things, the way we conduct ourselves in society. So, I'll get off my little tangent box, but I mean, I don't know. There's something I wanted to say, bring that up, because it feels so different than it did, you know, prior before the show. Cause we didn't know each other. Well, I didn't know you guys, I should say, you know what I mean? So, and I think that's so cool.
All right. Well, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Jamin. Beautiful. All right. Well, let's open it up to the callers here. We're going to take, if I can get this board running correctly here, caller, area code 856, you're on the air. Could I get your name and where you're from, please?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura in New Jersey, welcome to Sacred Numbers, to the Light. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you have any question in regards to conversations that we've been talking about for Jamin, myself, and Shannon?
Well, I was wondering, are you doing readings?
No, that's the 877 number. No, just kidding. My jokes are bad on Friday nights. you called the wrong number. No, just kidding. Yes, we do. My jokes are. You should see my jokes on Mondays are super bad. We do readings, but you know, just if you had a question for the three of us, you know, put it out there. We'll see what we can do to help you out.
I'm trying to find a job, and I was wondering what you might see around me starting work.
Find a job. Finding work. Hmm. I might as well just jump into the ring of fire here because I'm trying to read your energy fields here. Are you looking for something that's within your passion, that's aligned with your feeling some blockages in your fourth chakra and your fifth chakra? Are you following that, or are you just kind of taking a big lumberjack step forward over the pond saying, I don't know if I really want to do this, but I'll just do it just to do it? Could you explain that a little bit, please? Because your chakras are a little, for lack of a better term, they're not spinning correctly right now.
Well, I'm looking for work in the field that I went to school for, and I'm branching out a little bit more, and I know I have to take some classes, but I don't have the money right now to take some more classes. I'm trying to get a job in my field. So I don't know why you're finding chakras that are spinning funny, but I'm just trying to get a job in my field, what I went to school for and what I've been doing for a long time. It's what I know. It's what I'm good at. So it's what I want to do.
Yeah, no, my spirit team always calls a spade here. I'm checking the genuineness of your fifth chakra, which is communication, speaking your truth. And I'm not trying to say that you're not trying to do what you want to do, but just double check that a little bit, because you may want to take an inventory of yourself and just say, hey, Laura, let's just get a clean sheet of paper out and find your passion. Your passion comes from, you know, your fourth chakra, okay? And it kind of bleeds up into your throat chakra and so on and so forth. And it also travels down.
What's my fourth chakra saying then? What's my fourth chakra say that I really want to do? Does it tell you what my passion is to do in life?
My spirit team is telling me that your fourth chakra, your heart chakra, is spinning, but it's kind of sluggish. It's like, meh. I'm just gonna be like a Fred Flintstone, just kind of keep it moving. But if I leave it alone, it's gonna stop. In other words, if you spun it around, it should spin through infinity if you're clean and clear, but yours keeps on slowing down and goes to a stop, and then that's kind of affecting your fifth chakra as well, because there's something going on there. There's a sadness. I can pick up the sadness with you. Is like, you know what? I'm going and you're going through a lot right now. I'm just trying to figure out why there's a sadness and boy oh boy, previous life. There may be a carryover from a previous life in which you had a job that didn't go so well, and then it carried over to this life. Shannon might, not to put Shannon on the spot, but she might be able to shed some light on that. But I'm just picking up some like a wheel stuck in the mud. And even if you think this is what you want, you just get that white sheet of paper out there, Laura, and just take a true inventory of yourself and have a genuine. The theme of the show is having a conversation. So have a genuine conversation with yourself. Say, what does Laura want to do? What truly makes Laura happy? And then compare that to what you're trying to do now and see if there's a marked contrast. Does that make sense? You can tell me I'm wrong. I'm just that's what I'm feeling.
I'm sad because I have been out of work for a long time, and I just want to get back to work so I'm not stressed and worried.
Yeah. How are you in your everyday life?
Stressed and worried. Sad.
Okay. So this is an energy creation. This is how we're creating it, right? Do you understand? Yeah. This is the vibration you're at.
Right. It's been 8 months.
Okay. For eight months, exactly. And as long as we always play the game of feeling this way, we shall see it. Do you understand this?
Yeah, well, it's hard to be happy and cheerful. And
it's going to be. It's going to be, but if we want to pierce energy, we have to change the approach. Now I know you don't know me, and I know we're on two, and I'm so sorry. I don't want to be insensitive. I don't want to come across this way, but this is a very important point, and where we get sometimes. And what we do is we live in this. It's okay to visit. You can't stay. You can't stay too long in a certain classroom. And eventually, we're going to have to move differently. I'm not saying you've been doing the same thing, but the results show that it's the same thing is being done, whether that's energetically or not. And you could tell me I'm wrong, too. I mean, this is not an attack or anything, but I really want to show you. Because the presence that we do, whatever we do in our presence is what we see. Our presence is the thing that is alive in the world. And our presence is the thing that creates in this world. The presence, passion, the understanding. I understand you, so you understand you're upset. There's no question about that. But we can't stay for too long in a certain spot, meaning a repetitiveness. Because then if we practice sitting, then we shall sit. If we practice movement, then we shall move. Everything is in the movement.
I've been doing interviews and getting out resumes to recruiters, so I haven't been sitting. I've been doing plenty of movement, but it's just not doing anything.
Okay, and so what else can we do different? I'm going to ask you this question because you've been doing it. Have you tried anything else?
No, I don't know what else to do.
Okay. All right, that's fair. So if we try something else, this is what I think is going to happen. I'm just going to play a little game with you. We'll go down the yellow brick road for a moment. If you try something else, even if you don't want to do it, even if it fucking sucks, because it's better than not making money, I'll tell you that. If you try something else, what I guarantee you is going to happen is the thing you're looking for will come. But you have to move in a different way. We're still trying to stick a triangle in a rectangle. It's not in your personality. It's not in this or that. What it's all really about is the way you move. This is energy. I understand what Ryan was saying, like it's kind of stuck in the mud, but it's because we're still trying to stick a piece somewhere that doesn't fit. But you have to do something that's out of your comfort zone.
Well, I am. I've been applying for jobs that are out of my comfort zone.
Have you been? And so what kind of job is this?
Oh, I'd rather not say. It's a professional job. I just was hoping that you'd have some kind of insight as to when you see me getting a job. But that's okay. It's not going to work out, I guess, right now. So I appreciate it. Have a good night. Bye.
Oh yeah, that's always a
so that sucks, you know. I mean, that's unfortunate because that wasn't the intention. But I have to point it out. And for the listeners who are listening, the energy rolled through and it said, okay, well, I didn't get what I wanted, so I'm gonna go. And do you see, this is not an attack on her, but I have to show this is how we move sometimes. This is how we move. And there was no sense of looking to maybe open up more. So let's just say we gave her an answer. If we did give her an answer, 6 months from now, let's just say we said it. Would that really change the situation? You know what I'm saying, guys?
I think the wheels were too stuck in the mud there. You probably needed a winch to get them out, you know, or a come along. And I don't disagree with you. It's a double negative, but you know, it's one of those things where you have to muscle your way through. and you know.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll share with you guys my notes from the medium over here, because it's going to affirm what you guys were picking up. Because my notes were changing the format, larger span of search, looking for a parallel area of the career, not going in the same direction, but going into a parallel field with relocation becoming an open opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I remember having this conversation with this particular caller earlier, so that shouldn't be news to them. So, you know, but I think both of you are exactly correct.
Let's talk about it a little bit, guys, because this can really help a lot of people. Because right there is a prime example. She's frustrated. It's making her sad. The more sad and frustrated she's getting, the more the energy is getting stuck. Part two of that I see is that the career that is known, that is comfortable, no longer has growth potential for the individual. And that's also where the energy is showing stuck. What's desired is known with no challenge, no growth potential, but it's comfortable. It's the old pair of shoes in the closet. The new wants to come in, but the fear and the anxiety and the frustration is taking front seat in the energy of creation.
And that's where the conversation
with self comes in, right?
Hey, before we get to the next caller, can I just throw this towards her, the woman we just, you know, I don't know if she's still listening or not, but let's just take a moment, like 20 seconds, just to, like, all the viewers and everyone listening, just to give her some love right now, because obviously she's in a tough point.
Yeah.
And it probably didn't, you know, the call probably didn't give her what she exactly wanted, but let's, with our energy, give her something that she may need, if we could just take, like, 20 seconds and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
All right.
So next we have caller 860. Caller area code 860, you're on the air live. Can we get your name and where you're from, please?
Hi, this is Laura from Connecticut.
Hi, Laura from Connecticut. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good. So we're talking about conversations tonight and tools and challenges. How can we help you?
Well, one of the things that I've been struggling with is self-esteem lately. Well, I've always had it, but I just was wondering if you guys could just give me some advice on what I can do.
To help build it?
Anyway.
Yeah, I just feel like my whole life I've just, like, it's really hard to say. I don't even have the words really to, like, get it out, but it's like, it seems like I'm a very likable person and people like me, but it's like, inside, I almost feel like they're, like, judging me a little bit. So it's, like, hard to kind of, like, overcome. Like, I accept myself and I love myself, but there's, like, a part of me that's, like, you're not good enough. Or, like, just that, like, nagging voice. Like, what would you do to, like, I guess, build up your confidence?
To build up your confidence? Well, I'll jump in. I mean, to build up your confidence takes a lot of doing things that you're not comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, the more we kind of, because, you know, when you protect yourself, it's limiting, you know. It's why sometimes I don't know if you're a parent or not, but, like, I'm a parent, you know. I try not to protect my daughter too much from certain things. Like, if she asks me something, I try to be as truthful as possible, you know, even if it's like, this is awkward. But, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of growth in the discomfort, but there's something about, like, when you do put yourself on the spikes a little bit, you feel a little bit cooler. You're like, okay, it's not so bad, you know. There's this thing about, it's very subtle, you know, but the more you get into this habit of doing, then you just, after a while, kind of, I don't know what the word's jaded, but you kind of just, like, you chill out a little bit more, you know? You don't look at it so serious. It's amazing what our minds can do to us before anything, you know, in any situation. Does that kind of give you a clear understanding, or do you need me to go further, or any of us to go further?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and just, hey, like, you got it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's your game to play, you know? And here's the thing. Let me just say this to you. If you can, to the best of your ability, like, really understand, no matter what you do in life, no matter what you do, the universe, God, the whatever you want to believe in, it's going to support that. It's going to support your ideas. So
yeah.
The universe gives you the resources you need in every situation. It really does. And if you're and if you're in a lousy mood, it'll give you the same resources too that will support that lousiness, right? So like,
yeah.
if that helps you kind of just remember that in any situation, just go for it and go for broke, you know? I don't know. It's kind of fun and exciting, and it's so spontaneous, but you'll gain a freedom there, and I think it's really going to help you. I think you're going to do great.
I do have one more question for you, actually. So, like, I have you on Facebook, and I see, like, you're really in shape and stuff and fit. And, like, at one time I lost a lot of weight, but now I, like, gained all the weight back. What do you think would be, like, the best way for me to get back into it also? Because that's something that has really hurt my self-esteem as well.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to offer this to you. If you can message me on Facebook after, we'll get on the phone.
Okay.
And just so I could break it down with you and learn your habits, and then I can put something together with you. Does that work?
Yeah, that's good.
Just contact me and we'll get it taken care of. I'm not trying to sell anything on you. I just literally, we should get on the phone and I'll give you something real simple and we'll make
okay.
it work.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jamin. And, Shannon, do you have anything to offer her?
How can I follow that?
I don't know. I can't. James is the star of the show tonight. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm not trying to take the stage.
No. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
But Laura, honestly, okay, so one of the things, that internal voice that peeks out and goes, yeah, really? You think that? It's our shadow self.
Yeah.
It's another part of us. It's the part that questions and doubts, and sometimes it can be the real whiny baby that we're all like, oh, my God, I got to get out of this mood.
Yeah.
But one of the things I can say to you is all those people that when that voice is piping up and saying, oh, my God, they're judging me. Am I going to fit in? All these other pieces. Everybody else in the room is doing the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Everybody else is doing the same thing. You know,
yeah.
There's that old visual that they used to tell everybody for public speaking. Imagine everybody in the audience naked. Right? I do that on a regular basis, girl. I do it all the time. Because you know what? That, for me, is one way that I can flip that mental switch.
Mm-hmm.
That as much as they may be judging me, they're judging themselves. They're just as naked as I am in this.
Yeah.
And that allows me to begin to show up more authentically without fear overriding it. And going, you know what? We're all naked. So... what you gonna throw, right?
Yeah.
And when you start kind of shifting it a little bit, you start noticing the things that are good, the things that are good about yourself, the things that, you know what, yeah, you might judge me and think that's bad, but for me this feels good and it feels right, and I'm going to stay in what feels right and what feels good to me.
Yeah.
And it starts to change it, and you get a little bit more comfortable with it the more you start feeling like, yeah, I actually have my power. And,
yeah.
You know, and the only one person that has to judge me is me.
Yeah, that's good advice.
play with it a little bit, and you'll end up finding, you know, the things that you feel really confident in start showing up more, and the things that you're kind of like not so sure about, they start showing up a little bit more too, but you're changing that internal conversation with yourself and with your shadow self so that then you'll actually take those endeavors, no matter how scary they are, because you know you're going to be fine with it. However it turns out, it's just going to be a new experience.
Yeah.
And everyone else is naked with you.
That's good. That's really good.
I don't have anything other than that, so I hope that helps.
All right.
It does. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Hey, Laura, just real quick here before you disconnect, just scanning your energy fields here. You might want to do yourself a solid and get your chakras tuned up, okay? Get them spinning and balanced. They're a little weak on the upper half of your body. My third eye is buzzing, which is your sixth chakra, which means that your angels and guides are trying to push you to get into your mediumship abilities. You're kind of, we keep on saying stuck in the mud tonight, but, you know, you got to listen to them. And when you get that ringing pitch tone in your ears, look up your angel card number, okay?
Okay.
And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do. I listen all the time.
All right. So, yeah, just, you know, they want you to explore that aspect of yourself. And truth be told, this is when we're talking about communications, this is associated directly with your throat chakra. And my throat is kind of tight when I'm talking to you, which means your throat is tight because you're holding back a little bit. And I'm not saying you're not speaking your truth, but you could be. You're holding back a little bit in your daily convos with certain people in your life. You're not really telling them how you feel. And I don't know if that's for political reasons for your job, but maybe it could be.
It is part of it. And then, like, people know me as, like, the nice person, so I don't like to step on anyone's toes. I don't like to, like, hurt anyone's feelings. And, like, I'm really empathetic, so I'm like, oh, what if I say this and hurt their feelings? So I just kind of stay nice.
Well, we won't tell them that you have the Wicked Witch of the East costume for Halloween, okay? And that you have green skin, okay? And that you have a little dog that you're going after. I'll get you, my pretty. We won't tell anybody that. But no, seriously, yeah. I shouldn't have said that live on air. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get my butt kicked by someone. Trust me. Follow the yellow brick road. No, but in any case, just keep in mind, Laura, that it's okay, and Jamin's been harping on this all night. It's okay to speak your truth. And Chad's been harping on that too. And who cares how, like the great Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. Just say it. Just say it. And guess what? And that's about boundaries. You're like, guess what? Piss on you. This is how I feel. You know what? people will probably respect you for it and say, you know what? Laura, oh wow, you're not the introvert we thought you were. You just put your big girl shoes on, and you know. But I challenge you to do that, okay? Because that's not in your character, your DNA. So I challenge you to step out of your comfort zone and do that, and say, you know what? Yeah, when things make you uncomfortable, and this has got to do with your self-esteem, okay? So your self-esteem and all your chakras, what happened with your weight gain is that you absorbed all these negative energies and you absorbed them and you didn't put – because everything is an energy exchange. And when you absorb more than you send out, you're going to get bloated. And I mean, there's four planes of existence. There's the spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional. And all that stuff manifests eventually into the physical plane. And that's why people have cancers. That's why people have arthritis. That's why people have this, that, and the other thing going on, because all these negative energies come into the body and people don't know how to get rid of them. And for you, it's been a lesson of, for you, like you mentioned, your weight gain, it's been a lesson of, okay, well, people are pounding on you and pounding on you. So what's your response? You just want to eat and eat and eat and eat. And that's how you push back on it and say, you know what? I'm just going to have my comfort food right now because I just had a crappy day. I have all this negative energy coming into me, and I can't deal with it. So that's how you kind of buffer it. But what you can do is do some more spiritual activities, okay? You can ground and clear yourself every day. Take your Epsom salt baths. Get your black hematite, your black tourmaline, and your clear quartz. Because you're an empath, okay? When people are bombarding you and shaking you and saying, Laura, I need this right now, I need that right now, and you're like, okay. You can say it's fine if you want to absorb it, but just know how to shovel it out of you and release it to Gaia.
That's a good idea.
And that's a lesson you've been trying to learn in this lifetime is, you know, learning how to do that. So I hope that makes sense for you.
It does. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And please call back again soon. We'd love to hear how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. We have next caller 262. If I don't mess this board up here. Why is it not clicking here? Okay, area code 262, you're on the air. Area code 262, you're on the air. May I have your name and where you're from, please?
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm from Wisconsin.
Michelle and from Wisconsin. Okay, we're talking about conversations today, and how can we help you, please?
I kind of wanted to know about my love life and if you see anything.
I need a few minutes here to read your energy fields. I don't know if anybody else wants to step in. If you, excuse me here, I got to sit back and connect you telepathically. Hold on. Anybody else want to step in? They're more than welcome to.
Your love life. What do you want to do? What do you want to know exactly?
I had one date yesterday, and I've kind of just been looking for, try to find somebody, and if you see anybody coming, or maybe that's the right person, and then I have someone in my past who's still around. Is that the person? I'm just kind of confused.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I'm being told that you need to do a little bit of cord cutting and clearing of previous relationships because your energy is still got a little bit too much attachment going on what the old news was in order to create some new news. They show it that you're in a repetitive cycle to what you're attracting. And even the guy that you had the date last night, you noticed it. That's why you were kind of like, that date was nice, but... A little
hesitant. That's funny.
There was some question marks going on with that one.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's the same pattern repeating. They're just coming to you in a different form. So Spirit is saying to definitely do a little cord cutting and a little clearing on your energy. of healing those past relationships for yourself, which is going to help your energy to shift and change what you're attracting. Okay.
How do I go about that? I mean, I know a little bit, but I think I know what I'm doing.
There's really no wrong way, other than I will tell you that the words no, not, never do not exist within the universe. They drop off and they become what you do want. So the thing is to focus on the wording. So when you're doing a cord cutting, there's lots of different information out there and how to do it. Myself, I like to call on Archangel Michael because he's got that big-ass sword and he does a really good job with it. But you also have to do really good belief with it, okay? So the word is trusting, trusting, and calling, call him in. And you're not asking. You're not making a request. You are stating all cords to all previous relationships that have no bearance in my energy any longer are to be removed and healed. Okay? That's a good way to do a cord cutting. Find a nice little meditation. Sit down. Do it. Visualize it. I like to use visualization. So for me, I see that sword. I see it catch on fire. I'm watching it cut all these big, gnarly plant-looking attachments and stuff because I like to get very visual. So however it works for you is how to do that part, okay? Next step, heal your emotions about your previous relationships. So if it means that you write a letter, journal, anything where you are using your voice to heal your emotions linked to those relationships and how you felt in them. I like to write, so I use writing as the best format, and then I burn them. I pour it out into the pages because when you're pouring it out, you're releasing it out of your energy field. It's going on to the page, and you'll actually find that you start off, like, with all the pissed-off parts, and you're angry, 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 and then you start, like, shifting, and the dialogue starts to change on the page, and you start seeing how that relationship shifted and changed for you and in how you showed up in it. I like to burn it. It's a way for me to release it and give it to the universe. It's now gone. It's no longer for me, and I can let it go in ash. Okay?
I think the problem is that I'm wavering in my feelings about it, though. You know, like, sometimes I think, well, maybe I should go back. You know what I mean? Like, I think I know it's not right, but...
Do you hear what that
is?
You're caught in that circuit, aren't you? Maybe I should go back. Because guess what? Going back is known.
Mm-hmm.
Going
is
forward
what?
Is unknown. Going back is known. Going forward is unknown. It's
and
a
I think
scary
that's what it is.
Forward.
It's scary, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, when you go into the unknown, some of the most amazing experiences and people can show up that you never thought would be there. My life is testimony to it. I was in a marriage for 10 years, knew I needed to get out of it, had an opportunity to go back. Because then I was like, yeah, the kids would be happy, and well, he would be happy, and well, I know the deal. I know how it plays out. I know that roller coaster. But I stood strong with it and went, no, that was my past. I know it wasn't serving me. So I'm going to go forward one step at a time and change what I'm attracting. I want my life mate. And I need to show up in the best me that I can be, true to myself, for that to align. And I did. And it smacked me upside the head. Wow. Literally, the man chased me for 3 weeks asking for a date, and I kept going, I'm too scared. Crap.
Wow.
Until I finally went driving to work going, okay, I need a date. This girl needs to get out of the house. And what happened?
Yeah.
He was right at the doorway and said, so, we going out to dinner tonight?
Wow.
Talk about freeze, right? And you're like,
yeah.
Spirit. Spirit. Oh, God, you guys caught me.
Yeah, dating is horrible, isn't it? It's so horrible.
It is.
It's nerve-wracking. Like, oh, is it even worth it? I don't know.
Changing what you want and changing the energy of how you're showing up for it, you align, the life partners start aligning. The people that you need to connect with start aligning. The guy from your past is past. You know that
yeah,
cycle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
There is, I will tell you, within 2 years, if you do the work for yourself and start changing your conversation with you
mm-hmm.
and healing those past relationships with the conversation with yourself, you're going to find the energy starts shifting and doors start opening. And you're going to get the smack in the head of, hi, where have you been?
But 2 years. 2 years is a long time.
No, it's not. 2 years is a drop in the bucket, honey. I'm 50. 2 years is like skippy-doodle.
I'm 51. I'm 51.
Oh, well, there you go. See, it's all good. We're in the good part of life. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That help?
All right, okay. Jamin, did you have anything for her?
I think she said it herself, you know, and she's like, I think I'm doing this, and it's like, yeah, I mean, we're finding it in the conversation, aren't we? And the question is, it always comes down to, are we going to put action to it? Knowledge is one thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, but to really follow, to really just do it and try different things within it, you'll see the energy must change when we change. There's just no other way to do it. And we can beat it in your head and say, you got to try this, you got to do this. But until you like change something, it won't happen. But I think what's cool about you is I like your enthusiasm in it, and I think you're going to do just fine. I really do.
Okay.
I can feel that. I could feel it from you, and you're going to
mm-hmm.
do just great. Just, you know, take that to the bank if you want, but I think you know the answers. You know what I mean? I think you know the answers. Go deposit that shit, you know?
Thank you. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem.
And I agree with Shannon and Jamie and Michelle. As fact, as I was reading your energy fields, it was a hard time for me to connect with you telepathically right away, and I apologize for that. But the only thing I could pick up was a little bit of heartburn from your sacral, which is your second chakra, going up to your third chakra, your solar plex. And it may have just been you just hooked up to the wrong guy. So follow your intuition, okay? And follow your gut's never going to be wrong, okay? You're like, eh. Are you going to find that perfect white knight on the galloping horse? Are you going to find that 100% right guy? No, he's not going to be perfect. And he's probably looking at you the same way. You're like, okay, well, we all have our faults and failings, but just understand the fact that, you know, don't ignore your intuition. And even if he doesn't have all the check marks in the box, if he's like 90% there, you're like, okay, he likes this, that, and the other thing. And you're like, yeah, but he doesn't like climbing up trees with his bare hands, so I don't think I'm going to date him. No, forget that. He's only going to climb up trees in the summer and not in the winter, okay? I was just being facetious with you. But
it's funny because that's how I'm thinking. Exactly.
Yeah, well,
you just pretty much hit it on the head. But I'm picking it apart, too. You know, like, yeah, he doesn't have this or this. And my daughter was the one like, but Mom, he has this and this and this.
And your daughter is going to say, Mom, you're being too picky. But that's through no fault of your own, because that's kind of in your DNA, okay? But you have to kind of relax a little bit, or chillax, and like what Jamin and Shannon were saying, just, hey, you know what, is the man of your dreams with a big S on his chest going to be walking forward? And then maybe the S will be a little slanted, or maybe it'll be an A because it's made out in China. You never know. That was a bad joke, by the way. sorry. But bottom line being is that, Ryan, that was a really bad joke. Okay, bottom line, you're not going to find that perfect ass of the Superman out there. You're going to find that maybe calligraphy eyes a little bit, or maybe a little slanted, or maybe a little different way, and that you're not used to. But that's okay. That's okay. But what you are going to find is that this person is, from his heart chakra to your heart chakra, is going to be very much in love with you. He may have a chipped tooth. He may have, I don't know. Whatever it is, but you just accept him for who he is, and he will accept you for who you are, because none of us are perfect. And that's maybe why I'm getting that heartburn in my area when I'm reading your energy fields, is like, you know what, you're starting to get slightly depressed over time. You're like, come on, where is this Superman? Where's my knight in shining armor? Well, maybe the knight's coming along. Maybe the knight is coming along, but his armor isn't too shiny. Maybe he needs a little buffing. Maybe that's where you help him out a little bit and say, hey, you know what? I think I'm just going to love you for who you are and accept your faults and failings, because I know I have the same issues, and we'll just be a yin-yang, okay? And so just kind of let your – I don't want to say let your guard down, but just kind of relax and say, everything is going to be okay, and you'll know this guy when you see him, and your daughter will probably body, just like hockey, body check you through the sides of the board and say, Mom, this guy's okay. Give him a chance. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I feel like you totally read my energy, like you totally hit it on the head. What I've been thinking last night was the date, and that was it. Exactly what I thought.
Well, yeah, no, I apologize. It took me a little bit of a while, because you had your force, just like in the Star Wars movie, your force fields were up, and I had to kind of peel them back a little bit and do a peeping Tom against the window at midnight. Sorry about that. Took me a little bit. That easily.
Well, thank you.
But you're That's welcome. Fun. So in any case, I call back. Please call us back again, Michelle. Let us know how it's going, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. All right. And now we have area code 312. Area code 312. You're on the air. May I have your name and where you're from, please?
My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, hey, Karen. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I'm hanging in there.
Good. Good. And did you have a question for us in regards to conversations tonight?
Are you guys doing any readings or just regular, just questions?
We are, so, yeah, I mean, the theme is conversations and tools to, we have our fabulous guest, Jamin, on the air. And we're talking about conversations as a focusing tool to understand ourselves a little bit better. So if you have a question as it relates to that, that would be great. Or if you don't and you just have a general question, we'll try our best.
Okay. I have a general question. I'm just wondering if you see a job. I've been looking for a job, and I went to an interview 2 days ago, but I didn't get that job. But I applied for a lot of other ones, and I'm just wondering if you see someone calling me.
The energies for that job weren't aligned for your highest self. That I can tell you right off the bat. My spirit team went right into you like Speedy Gonzales. I would encourage. Yeah, some people. Yeah. In any case, they're telling me that you need to find your passion, take an inventory of yourself, and that job wasn't meant to be. They're telling me 6 to 8 months it would have been over with anyways, because the pay was okay. I think that's what you're attracted to was the pay. But you would have been miserable. You would have been miserable in the politics and backstabbing, and you probably would have been in the hurt locker. So that was probably a good thing you didn't take that job. I would suggest you. Yeah, no, that's what they're telling me. Usually, when people come into a new company, it doesn't take it takes them about half a year to understand the politics of an organization. And you know, although you do have goodwill, you do have a heart of gold, people look at you who've been there for a long time, and they're like, well, who is she? Is she just, she thinks she can come in here and rock the boat? We'll teach her, you know, we'll put some sugar in her gas tank, or stuff a potato in her muffler in her car, or do something stupid like that, you know? But that wasn't meant for you to be. I would suggest you take an inventory of yourself, and not suggesting that you go out and try to interview to be a nun or a different occupation, but just take a true inventory of yourself, and don't let pay be a factor, okay? Because this I can tell you, you know, I know people on all sides of the spectrum, people who make less than $40,000 a year who are very, 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 very happy, and then I have a neighbor. I have a neighbor who is a millionaire, and he's the ugliest guy in the world. He's always complaining and moaning about something, and nothing's ever going right in his life. I'm thinking, I don't want to be like that. I'd rather be happy. So, and I'm not trying to disparage income levels or anything like that. I guess the case point is, find out what you're truly happy and what you truly want to do, and when you're happy, abundance will flow, you know. And I don't mean to talk bad about people who are well off, but there are a lot of them out there who have, with wealth comes problems if you don't manage it correctly. And a lot of people don't know how to deal with that. So, you know, check your mediumship abilities, and your angels and guides are screaming at you to look at those. Okay. All right, Karen?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you know that that's not news to you.
No.
So, hey, do me a solid. Next time you call and say, oh, hey, Ryan, I read a book, or I started developing my abilities. And they're not gifts. They're abilities, okay?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So do me a solid, okay? Next time I hear from you, I want to hear you say, ah, I see dead people. just like that movie Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis and what's his face? I don't know, the other actor.
Oh, that little kid.
Dead people. Yeah. So you're on your way there, so don't ignore that, okay? And maybe that could be your road to another source of income, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And with that, I'll pass. Jamin or Shannon?
No, I think the message is there for me, at least. Shannon?
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. So I was given the number 3, about 3 weeks. So there's going to be a new interview. But the job posting, you haven't applied for it yet.
Oh, okay.
Because I was poking at it. Is it one of the ones you've already applied to? And they're like, oh, no, this job hasn't shown up yet. Hasn't even been posted yet. In fact, I don't feel that it's actually going to get posted on the job on one of the job sites. It's going to come through somebody you know that says, hey, such and such place is hiring. It's going to be a looped opportunity. So they are saying, you know, Of course, I'm not going to tell you to not be watching the job postings and apply to things that have your interest, because energy is always creative and sometimes it'll show up in another form. But as I'm looking at it right now, they are giving that there's a loop through for this job connection. And they're given the time frame of about 3 weeks for an interview to come along for it. It's going to have more of the alignment that you want. Pay is a little bit on the off side, but I'm being told that that's going to end up having a washout.
Okay.
Okay. But there are some really good opportunities coming up for you in the areas that you're seeking, because there's more growth for you there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. And do you see anyone helping me with my rent or, like, lending me some money?
Hearing that that issue has a different resolution for it.
Okay.
I'm also being told to change up how you see money flowing to you.
Okay.
And also opening up to all forms of abundance flowing in.
Okay.
Because they're saying yours is a little restricted, like you have limiters.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to see, but because my husband's an electrician, I can understand electrical limiters. So that's the way it looks for me, is like an electrical limiter. So they're saying start working on the energy of how you see the flow of abundance and the flow of money, because yours is very narrowed on God, I wish this was video sometimes so you could see my hands. Nobody could see those. So the money part for you shows like in a scribble format.
Okay.
And it's like paper and coins are twisted together. They kind of remember Pig Pen on Charlie Brown? It looks like that. That's your relationship with money. How it shows up for me. Right? Is that chaotic spin. It's very narrow, and it always has all these other entanglements to it. Okay. So they're saying work on shifting that energy so that instead you're seeing it more like a flowing water, whether you use shower as a visual, a river, a lake, whatever feels good to you. And start creating it, that money is part of the flow of abundance, and abundance comes to you in all forms of positive energy flow coming in.
Okay.
And that'll help to get rid of the pig pen look for your relationship with money and start shifting it to having a better open flow, a continuous conduit. Like water has to circulate or it gets stagnant. So you're going to want to see it. You're going to want to work on that kind of flow and visualization for yourself. And it'll start to clear up some of the other static that's in there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'll work on that tonight. It's a while.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we are out of time here, and we do have area code 708. I do apologize. We do not have time to get you tonight. Please call back with us again next week, and we will be sure to put you on the top of our list. I do apologize for not being able to get to you tonight. But I want to close with saying thank you very much to Shannon Johnson and to Jamin. If you guys wanted to go ahead and give your contact information out to the callers and listeners, they can get a hold of you.
Sure, Shannon, you want to go first or me? Doesn't matter. Okay, I'm talking.
You're the
first.
Guest, sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, guys, you can find me on Facebook, Jamin, J-A-M-I-N, last name Olivencia, O-L-I, V as in Victor, E-N, C-I-A. You can find me on Facebook there. Friend request me. I'll always love new friends. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at the 11th Warrior. 11th Warrior, 11th Warrior. And you can go to my website, jaminolivencia.com. Contact me anytime. And really appreciate you guys just being open to me being here. It's super amazing to meet such extraordinary people and have such deep conversations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was awesome, Jamin. It was great having you on tonight. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Great conversation between us. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
So you guys can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson, Metaphysical Facilitator / Medium, or on my website, which is Lady Astral 67.wixsite/home, something like that. Just find me on Facebook. It's easier.
Sorry to cut you off there with the giggles. Shannon Johns is awesome. Just look for the blue rose on Facebook. You can't miss it.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it, and with much love, appreciation, gratitude, thank you so much, Jamin and Shannon, for joining us tonight. My name is Ryan the Dragon, and again, I'm an energy healer. You can find me on healingsthroughspirit.com, or you can email me at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, and we thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we will connect with you next week at the same time. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And with that, we will say goodnight to you. Thank you so much. And where's the music at?
To the right.
Yeah. Well, that's not working, so. All right. There we go.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Talk to you later.